Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dineen, and today our guests are Catharsis Winds. They visited us last year, and we're so glad they're back in the area. Thank you all for being here today. Members of the quintet are all associated with the Cleveland Institute of Music, either graduated or pursuing degrees there, and many of them have attended Interlochen Center for the Arts. Here in the studio today are Jessica Chansey, flute, Hugh Shihao Ju, clarinet, Corbin Krebs, bassoon, Willem Krone, horn, and Isaac Ripple, oboe. Isaac is sitting down at the microphone right now, and as I mentioned, you were all here a year ago, and you knocked our socks off with some Stravinsky. I followed you on social, and you all, individually and as a group, have had a big year with loads of accomplishments, recognitions, new opportunities, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But what will you be playing for us here in the studio today?
Thanks for having us again, Nancy. Today we'll be playing the third movement from David Maslanka's Quintet for Winds number 3.
And here are Catharsis Winds, music of David Maslanka on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
The third movement from the Quintet for Winds No. 3 by David Maslanka, Catharsis Winds on Classical IPR. You've been together since 2016 and you've already done so much. You're an international award-winning ensemble, an internationally touring ensemble now, fresh off your tour from July to Italy. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. The tour in Italy was life-changing for all of us, and life-changing for Catharsis as an entity, as an ensemble. Getting the opportunity to go to Italy and to go anywhere and perform as just as a solo group as you're playing, we did, I think, 11 concerts while we were there, where you show up, you play the performance, and then you move on to the next one. It's a whole different mindset as opposed to, you know, when you're a student and you're like, oh, I have a lot of rehearsals to prepare for this, and then I give one performance. This is new rep, different performances, different venues. It's a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
A lot of folks have their hands very full going to conservatory, as I'm sure all of you have had, but you didn't wait till the end to pursue this opportunity with all you've got. You're doing it now. And we talked a little bit last year about how you fit it all in, but I want to know, did you add some hours to the regular 24?
I wish. I wish that there was, you know, a couple extra hours in the day. I think we all do. It's definitely hard, especially this year with myself, Will, and Corbin being seniors. You know, Jessica, she's kind of the lucky one out. She graduated, you know. And Hugh's a junior, but it does. It's a huge amount of time and a huge devotion to being there for rehearsal, being prepared for every rehearsal. I mean, this is another job that each of us have now. It's not a hobby anymore or anything like that. This is what we do.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound like a hobby. You're performing at such a level that it's just so impressive, and your commitment is obvious. The Fish-Off competition is a very prestigious event for chamber ensembles, and this year, Catharsis Winds shone at the Fish-Off. Catharsis Winds, bronze medal at the Fish-Off competition. What was that experience like?
Fish-Off was incredible. Fish-Off was such a fantastic experience. Getting to perform and compete at the highest stage of chamber music, and here are our colleagues here competing groups from strings, brass, winds, hearing the younger groups play as well, it was just, the entire event was inspiring. Being there and getting to showcase what we do for the panel of judges, getting to showcase who we are was really, really important to us. And I think it shone through in the results.
Fish-Off competition takes place here in the Midwest, but it is a world-renowned award. I want to ask you about your choice of repertoire. How do you find what's next? How do you choose?
Picking repertoire for us is actually something that I think we all enjoy. We don't really play anything unless it's unanimous, that we all like this. This is all something that, you know, we're not going to play something that has, you know, a terrible bassoon part and a great horn part or a terrible oboe part and a great flute part. We want everyone to be showcased to the best of their ability all the time. That's something that makes us unique. So really, it just comes down to that. We play things that we like to play. All of us have played all of the standard canon of repertoire in either past quintets before we joined up in 2016. So I think coming together, that was something that we wanted to maybe move away from a little bit more. Like, we've played these other pieces, but what else is out there? What's the next step?
Does someone in the group or maybe several of you have a head for business? Because when you do a gig close to home, it's obvious a professional appearance and there's compensation, but what other ways have you found to secure what it takes to travel and perform and do what you do? It can't just happen.
It takes all of us. It takes all of us putting in a lot of extra hours outside of rehearsal. You know, within the past year, we became a limited liability corporation, became an LLC. We have contracts drafted, websites. We have, you know, someone who helps us with our bookings to make sure that all of that runs smoothly. Bank accounts, so on and so forth. Each of us sort of takes on a different role with that. We all have our strengths and we try to play to those strengths.
That's some growth since last year, I believe. I mean, those are some very big commitments to become an LLC and to be in a position to hire someone to assist with the booking. You even arrived in two cars this year. I remember last year, the five of you got out of a very compact sedan. And I just thought, wow, these folks really get along. And it looks like you still do, but congratulations on a little bit more room in your transportation.
Oh, thank you. It's much needed.
Well, thank you, Isaac Ripple of Catharsis Winds. It's great having you here. And now we're going to speak with Will Crone. He's the hornist in the group. I noticed you're standing this year as an ensemble. Last year, you were seated. And I'm wondering, those changes that might seem slight to an audience, how do those come about? Are you constantly experimenting?
Yeah, definitely. We have five very unique personalities in the group. And we all have a wide array of ideas that we have to sort through. The standing came about just because we realized if we stand up, we have all this extra energy, the communication, the ability to pivot and interact differently in the ensemble just really gave the whole performance experience a different feel and really took us to a next level.
Social media presence is a greater consideration now for performing ensembles than it ever has been. Catharsis Winds is at the top of the digital scene, too, as well as performing. Your presence is very polished and sophisticated. Is that something that's in the curriculum at conservatories at all these days, or are you on your own to sink or swim in that realm?
Unfortunately, it's not really in the curriculum at a conservatory. I think things like that are starting to change a little bit, but for the most part, we had to figure that stuff out ourselves. We're really lucky to have some members of our group who are really savvy with that kind of thing. It wasn't really something that we were taught, definitely a learning curve, but we've been figuring it out as we go, and I think we're really happy with the results we're getting because you're right. It is so vital to have that social media presence nowadays because that's really the prime way to interact with especially younger audiences nowadays.
And you can find Catharsis online on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Am I missing something? Your website.
Yes, I think you hit all the boxes there. The Instagram, Facebook, and our website are going to be the main three things.
You're in the area right now, performing and teaching right in the middle of a semester. So I guess it would be an understatement to say you all are not afraid to work. What does a trip like this is a run out from Cleveland up to northern Michigan, what all does this trip include?
So this particular trip, we all arrived yesterday and we gave a recital at Interlochen Arts Academy in the chapel. In addition to visiting you this morning, we're going to be teaching chamber music at Interlochen the next 2 days, actually. And we're also going to be making a visit to a local middle school.
We mentioned the tour of Italy, and you all have been appointed artists and teachers in residence with the International Music Project. Now, what does that mean?
It just entails a lot of performances all over the country to really bring a different level of music, especially wind playing, to Italy.
And are you excited about going back?
Absolutely. One of my favorite places on the planet, for sure.
I know that's a huge thing. Isaac mentioned 11 concerts last time you went. What else is in store for Catharsis Winds in the coming year?
We have a lot planned. We're going to be traveling to some more colleges. We have a recital planned at Virginia Tech next semester. We're going to be going to lots more local schools, elementary, as well as middle and high schools to teach and perform. We're going to try and compete in some more competitions, and we possibly will pursue some management in the future.
Excellent. I think you are on an amazing road to success. We're so glad you came back to Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you, Will.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Catharsis Winds, flutist Jessica Chansey, clarinetist Hugh Shihao Ju, bassoonist Corbin Krebs, hornist Willem Crone, and oboist Isaac Ripple. In Studio A with Catharsis Winds was engineered by Brock Moorman. Production assistance was provided by Helga Tong. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thanks for listening to Interlochen Public Radio, and thanks to Catharsis Winds today.